out of what formations you can read, like the splits of the wide receivers and different things like that. So it's a lot of hints that they give you before the ball is snapped that can really help you if you just take the time to look for them.
What teams have you been talking to?
I haven't had an opportunity to talk to any teams. The first time I've been in contact with teams actually was last night when we did the position meetings. But before that, I haven't had an opportunity to talk to anybody.
What do you think would be the advantages and disadvantages if you'd ever end up playing with your brother?
The disadvantages would be I would probably be living in the same city as him again and, you know, have to deal with the whole shadow of EJ thing again. And so that would probably be the biggest disadvantage. But I think the biggest advantage would be us being so competitive and that competitive nature that we have with each other. We would be competing to try to make every tackle out there on the field. So I think when you have people that are trying to compete and trying to take it to the next level, then it forces everybody around you to bring their game up as well.
Do you get tired of answering?
Nah, you know, you got to take the good with the bad in a situation like this, and I think the good definitely outweigh the bad. You know, just dealing with a lot of the experiences that I've had to deal with, you know, having that resource to rely on and having the ability to just call my big brother if I need anything, you know, it's definitely, the good's definitely outweigh the bad, so. I got to kind of wait and see what happens with that. You know, I've been running, you know, in the mid 4.6s and, you know, 4.7s when I was training and doing different things. And so hoping to rely on some adrenaline when I get out there and the excitement of the crowd and the coaches and everybody being there. And hopefully I rise to the occasion. We run Monday. Nah, and especially not at this point. You know, it's just too much to be determined right now. You know, it's a lot of people that still have to run and still have to go out there and perform before you can really get an idea of who wants who to go where and where they want them to go. Now, if you wanted to do it solely on film and solely on tape, then I think it'd be another conversation. But I think we all know that the combine is a very important thing, and everybody is looking and everybody is watching to see how you're going to perform here. So I think after the combine, you'll get a better sense of it. But as of right now, I haven't really been paying much attention to it. Yeah, that's actually like one of my good friends, and he was basically like a brother to me while we were at school. He was 2 years older than me, so my freshman and sophomore year was his junior and senior year, and you know, he just helped me out a lot and just showed me a lot of different things, you know, on and off the field. He was the, you know, the guy that was there for me, my brother that was there for me on campus, and we actually ended up signing with the same agent. You know, he talked to me and told me the different things that his agent did, and you know, we signed with the same guy, and you know, he's a really good person. I'm really glad I have him in my life.
Jerry Moore kind of said the same thing.
Yeah, he was a great person, man. He was a genuinely good person, and you know, it's hard to find those kind of people these days. But he was definitely one of those, and he definitely helped me out a lot. Brian Mackler and Sports Stars.
What are you hearing from scouts as far as what they want to see out of you in order to get you to raise up the boards a little bit?
Like I said, I really haven't had an opportunity to talk to him about that. You know, last night it was more X and O's and more trying to get to know me type things. We really didn't, you know, have a chance to talk about what they expect from me to run at the combine or anything like that. But honestly, I don't think anybody's expecting me to do anything crazy here. You know, they understand that I'm a ball player, and you know, the combine is something I'm going to do well at just because, you know, it's a competition and I like to compete. But you know, they're not expecting me to put up any crazy numbers or do anything ridiculous here. I think it was all pretty much just, you know, standard stuff, just Q&A, you know, trying to get to know me, see what kind of guy I am, and you know, seeing X and O's and the intelligence level and you know, the understanding of the game. For the most part, you can't really get a read on it, you know, as to see like, you know, who was really interested, whatever the case may be. So,
what kind of crazy? What he's done for you?
I've had an opportunity to talk to him on several occasions. He came to Jersey when we were up there training because we have the same agent, and you know, just talking to him, and he's helped me out with this process as well. You know, and we watched film together when he came home during his bye week. We went and watched some tape and went over some different things. So he's helped me out in numerous occasions in numerous different ways.